I feel like no matter what I do, everything I do is never enough for myself. Hey, hey, I'm Danielle Ryan, and this is Adulting 101. Being an adult is stressful, and this podcast was specifically designed to help you navigate the crazy world of adulthood. So buckle up, and let's get into the episode. I would like to begin today's episode by acknowledging the Indigenous peoples of the lands that this episode is being recorded on, in particular the Chippewas of Rama and Wata Mohawk First Nations. While we meet today virtually wherever you're listening in from in the world, I would like to take a moment to acknowledge the importance of the lands, which we call home, and wish to honor Indigenous history and culture and commit to moving forward in the spirit of reconciliation and respect with all First Nation, Métis, and Inuit people. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I am excited to be here as always. Also, if I'm being completely transparent, I am a little bit overwhelmed to be here. I have been going through it lately, and I guess that's to be expected. I have been the busiest I've ever been in my business, which is incredible. But I'm also going through, you know, end of semester with school, and we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of my brother's passing. And I have just been feeling a lot of emotions lately, and a lot of them are sort of unfamiliar to me, I guess, thoughts and feelings that I've never really had to go through. And I've started to make a lot of sort of self-realizations about my life and about what I want for my life and that sort of thing. And it's all sort of in the process of unfolding. And so I actually took a huge step last week and I signed myself up for e-counseling. So essentially, it's like therapy, but you do it through like MSN. It's not MSN, but it's like a chat box. So rather than like talk to a person in person or on the phone or on Zoom, we're literally in like a chat room talking to each other. So I just signed up for my consultation. So I haven't actually started sessions yet, but I essentially just reached this point one day last week where I was finding myself, and I don't know if anyone else does this, I tweeted about it. If you follow me on Twitter, which is my secret place, so I don't recommend you follow me there. But if you do, you might have seen my tweet about how I was asking whether or not anyone else in their life tends to obsess over things that they did a long, long time ago. I started thinking about past relationships I had, past friendships, and this was like back when I was in university, and like really shitty things that I did to people. Not that I was like a terrible person or whatever, but we've all made mistakes, obviously, in the past. And I found myself obsessing over these certain situations that I put myself in to the point where it was like, it was unhealthy. And I'm like, why am I so upset about this thing that I did 8 years ago that I can't change now? And we've all moved on with our lives and we all have different things going for us. But like, why am I so fixated on this thing? And like, I don't know if anyone else has experienced that. But basically, because of that situation where I couldn't stop thinking about this thing, I then started thinking about, you know, my life right now and the things that are going on for me and how I have all these great things happening for me and I can't seem to find, I don't want to say happiness because I am very happy. I know I have a great life. I have a lot of good things going, but I feel like no matter what I do, everything I do is never enough for myself. I set expectations that are way too high for me. And I think the reason why I'm fixated on this situation and these series of situations that happened so long ago is because I think of that time in my life when I was 20, 21, again, this was like almost a decade ago, and I had these expectations for what my life was supposed to look like. And I made these decisions and I treated these people certain ways that sort of led my life in a different course. And now I'm like, well, was this the life I was supposed to be living or should I be doing this other thing? So then this life that I've created now, I'm like, is this the life that I want? I don't know. And I have always had these sort of pivotal moments in my life where I found myself questioning, is this the stuff that I want? Is this what I want to be doing? Is this, you know, what I want to be creating? And so I guess I'm kind of just going through this sort of period right now where I'm questioning a lot. And I don't want anyone to listen to this and think that like I'm going to flip my whole life upside down. That's not the plan right now. But I am going to be going to therapy to hopefully help work through some of those feelings because I don't know if it's rooted in, you know, the grief that I've been experiencing over the past 12 months or if it's rooted in I don't know. I'm just feeling overwhelmed and sort of at this point where I'm a little bit insecure, I guess, in the path and the direction that I'm headed on. So I'm hoping that that will help me do some more self-reflection beyond the tools that I already have. Because those of you who listen to this podcast know that I love to journal and I love things like EFT and yoga to really create that introspection. And I do consider myself to be very self-aware, but I think that I've sort of reached this point where I don't know what else to do and what questions to ask myself to figure this out. So, and I think that's okay. And so I want to share this with you, not so that you all feel sorry for me, but just to sort of, I guess, showcase that even though my life might look really great on Instagram, I've been posting, you know, all of these beautiful locations that I've been able to visit with yoga. And I, like I said, have been so busy and I'm just so grateful. And I've been sharing a lot of that. I'm also really struggling right now. And so with that said, I have decided that it's time for me to take a break. So I typically don't have like a set season, I guess, of this podcast where I'm like, okay, I'm taking this month off to this month off every year. I've just been sort of recording episodes for 4 years, taking breaks here and there when I need it. But I've decided that I'm going to sort of put a pause on Adulting 101 for at least the month of August. Hopeful that I'll be back in September. I finish school in about 2 weeks. The end of next week I'm finished. And then I'm going on a couple camping trips. I'm making a big trip to Thunder Bay. Okay, for those of you who aren't from Canada or even from Ontario for that matter, you probably don't know why I'm laughing, but like Thunder Bay is one of the most northern major cities, I would say. It is the most northern major city in Ontario. But like, what is there to do in Thunder Bay? And it's basically like very far away from where I live. So Ontario is a massive province, if you don't realize that. So I have to fly there. It's my first time on a plane since, you know, before COVID. And then I have to rent a car and then drive 6 hours further north. So I'm going to visit a friend who lives way up there in the middle of nowhere. It's like she lives in, they call it Ontario's last frontier. It's like the furthest north town that you can access by road. Everything else is like fly in, I guess, beyond that. So should be interesting. Very excited though to just have some time to myself. And so with that being said, because of all this stuff that I have going on, I've decided that I just know that I don't have the time to pre-record episodes for the month of August. So I had a moment with myself where I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna take a step back, take the month off, record some interviews with some really great people, and have that all ready to launch in the fall. Because as I've been working 16 hours a day, you know, sleeping not enough and really just like compromising, obviously, my mental health, which is ironic because I'm in a mental health certificate program, I've decided to do the adult thing and set some boundaries for myself so that hopefully I can be a little bit more prepared. Because what I found happened was, especially in the month of July, I wasn't batch recording episodes. I was doing everything like the day before it had to come out. And it made me experience a lot of anxiety on top of the anxiety that I just explained I'm already feeling. So I want to do myself a favor and try and do the best I can to not put myself in that position again. So thank you for your understanding. If you follow me on Instagram, you can expect me to hopefully be sharing more podcast content during my time off, just sort of in my feed and in my stories, showcasing some of my favorite interviews from the past and some of my favorite episodes. I think that that would be a great way to sort of utilize the content that I've already created. But also, I hope to inspire some of you who are maybe newer listeners or who haven't gone back and, you know, binge listened to a bunch of episodes. That should really help you to sort of gain more exposure to what it is that I do here and sort of what my goal is, because I essentially created this platform for other millennials who are navigating adulthood to feel like they weren't alone and to also maybe give them some helpful advice to sort of figure things out on their journey. So I'm hoping that in that time off, I'll still be able to deliver on that just in a way that's a little bit different and isn't me sitting down recording episodes. So that being said, if you do have topics of discussion that you want to hear about in the fall when I do relaunch, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me on Instagram. I'm always looking for content ideas. It's really hard to sit here and have to think about what I'm going to talk about every week. So I honestly appreciate from the bottom of my heart any and all feedback that I can get from you. And I know it's awkward. You're like, well, Danielle doesn't want to talk to me. But please, yes, I do. I do want to talk to you. So even if you want to reach out and tell me that this is the worst podcast you've ever listened to, that's okay too. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. And that's how I can improve to provide you with the stuff that you actually want. But if you have relationship problems, or you want to talk about money, or you want to talk about being overwhelmed, you want to hear about how therapy is going for me, please feel free to connect with me on Instagram, because I love to chat with each of you in the DMs, and I always appreciate your messages. It puts a little smile on my face. So anyways, I hope this episode wasn't too much of a downer. I think it's a pretty short one. Again, if you've been listening recently, I have no idea how long any of these episodes are. I just turn my mic on, start talking until I have nothing left to say. So I also want you to know that if you're listening to this and you're sort of feeling the same feelings of overwhelm, helplessness, hopelessness, we're in it together, my friend. Yeah, it's okay to have that time where you just feel like, what the heck's the point of this? Why am I creating these things? Do I want these things? Is this the life I want? Because I think we all go through that, and I've been through it more than once in my life. I honestly lately have just been feeling like I'm having flashbacks to when I was at my 9-to-5 job and I really wanted to quit, but I didn't have the courage to quit. My problem is now is I can't pinpoint what the thing is in my life that I need to quit. So we're figuring it out though. So look forward to chatting with you again. And of course, I'm always just a message away. I love to have those conversations. Let's keep it going. I love you so much. I'm sending you so much strength, courage, power, whatever you need to get through the situation that you're in. And I appreciate you continuing to show up for me, because this podcast has been a lifesaver for me. So I love you. I miss you already. And I'll talk to you in the fall. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to hit that subscribe button so that you get notified when new episodes go live. Make sure to rate and review this podcast, and be sure to share it with your friends. I'll talk with you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. Love you so much.